This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. You know, Gwyneth, I wanted to report something that I've noticed over the years as a farmer here in Missouri, in the United States. I've noticed that it seems that the average age of farmers is getting older. That's absolutely true. The census, which is published, for farming, it's published every 5 years during the last 30 years, the average age of farmers in the United States has gone from 50 and a half years old to 58.3. So the average age of farmers in the United States has increased in the last 30 years by 8 years. So the average U.S. farmer is 58.3 years old. That's as of information published on February of 2014. So we're getting older, and I'm older than that. So I'm older than the average farmer. I'm 65. Well, the population, you know, how many people are farmers in the United States? Well, about, in 1987, about 5 million people lived on farms, which is about 2% in 1987. And, It's clear that farmers are getting older. I mean, I can see it. How much money is there in farming? Well, the median annual income of farmers in 2010 was $61,000. The top 10% of earners in farming made about $107,000 a year. The bottom 10% made about $30,000 a year. So is there a lot of money in farming?
No.
Now, you know, you can say, wow, $107,000, that's a lot. Yeah, that's the top 10%. But when you talk about farming, that's Mr., Mrs., and family. That's like the whole family. So the whole family, if they're farmers, can, well, typically, the median income is $61,000 for the entire family. And there's an enormous amount of risk. It's a little different from having an automobile and driving to work. The risk there is, well, you've got to have some kind of transportation, whether it be a bus or you ride your bicycle or whether you have an automobile to go to a job. The risk with farming typically is machinery, and the machinery can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, a new farm tractor is really, really expensive. The maintenance is really, really expensive. And keeps getting more expensive. Yesterday, just as an example, yesterday, I decided to change the oil in one of our tractors. It's a John Deere tractor. It was built in 1984 or 1985. And it's a Model 2950, in case you want to look it up, class. It has a cab with air conditioning, and I keep it so that the air conditioning works, and it requires, you know, a lot of work keeping that air conditioning system working in the tractor. Well, I decided to change the oil. It holds about 12 quarts of oil. And I went to put an oil filter on it, and I thought, before I take the old one off, Let me just make sure that I've got one. I couldn't believe it. I did not have another oil filter. Now, normally, I stock about a case of oil filters. Well, for some reason, I missed that particular model of oil filter, and I didn't have any. So I thought, well, I really don't want to do this. I really don't want to pay tax at the local Missouri auto parts place. But I just wonder how much it is. Last time I bought the oil filters, they were about $3 a piece. Well, $11 plus tax.
Wow.
And I absolutely refused to do it. So I got on the internet and I looked up some cross-references, and the oil filter is you can get a John Deere oil filter, or you can get a Fram. The Fram model is PF20A, and they're about $11. And so I found a cross-reference to an AC Delco, which is okay with me. I looked at the measurements, I looked at all the specifications, and I found them for a little over $4 a piece. So I thought I'd buy 12 of them. Well, the place that had them on the internet had 17 of them in stock. And I found a coupon for 5% off. And by the time I was done, I got the oil filters, all 17, every one they had in stock, AC Delco, for about $4.45 a piece. No tax. So I kind of like that. And that's what farmers have to do. Farmers have to, there's not a lot of money in farming. And every time we lose a cow, every time a wild animal takes out one of our calves, we lose $1,000. It's as simple as that. And it's heartbreaking. There's very little money in farming. I mean, it's a great lifestyle if you can stomach it. And if you can handle the hard work, everything's expensive and far and heavy and breaks down a lot. And what I'm trying to relay is farmers are getting older. And as we get older, everything that used to be heavy in the first place is really heavy now. And if it was far before, it's really far now. And if it was expensive before, it's really expensive now. And that's what it's like being a farmer. And here's the point I'm trying to make. So we get a call from one of our neighbors who is a farmer, and he's about my age. And he says, "Hey, Vinny, can you do my hay for me?" "We can't do it. We can't do it. Health reasons." "Sure, be glad to." And how does that work? Well, typically the landowner gets half, and the guy who does the work, provides the fuel and the equipment, gets the other half. So we bale his hay, and for our effort, we get half of what we bale, and he gets half. That's fine with us. Not that we were looking for work, but he needed help, and we helped him. Fortunately for us, we were a little bit short of hay because of the drought we're experiencing, and it worked out well. And then we get another call. Another farmer, a mile down the road, he can't do his hay. He's on oxygen. He's about our age. Well, meaning my age. And so we did his hay. And then there's another farmer, he can't do his hay. So we're doing hay for three farms. So three plus hours. That's four farms. I don't know how much longer this can continue, because it's wearing us out. But we want to help our farmer friends. We don't want them to lose their farms. So we're helping them. But as we get older, it's going to be tougher and tougher for us too. And what I'm seeing is that family farms are going away. Family farms are becoming more and more run down. Family farms are being gobbled up by developers. So we're taking really good farmland and we're turning it into driveways and suburbs. Yeah. And so the number of farms in the United States is going down. The size of farms is slowly going up, and the age of farmers is increasing. So what we're looking at is more and more corporations producing our food. That's what we're looking at. And it's of concern to me. And I don't know how a guy can go to the John Deere dealership and say, hey, you know, I'm looking for a baler from to replace my old baler, my hay baler. It's going to be $25,000. $25,000 for a current model baler. And if he says, what do you got in a tractor that would go with that? That's going to be $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. It's impossible, I believe, for a young person. You know, let's say a guy graduates high school and says, you know what? My granddaddy was a farmer. My daddy's a farmer. Well, heck, I want to be a farmer too. I want to raise some cows. I think I'll do it. I'll just go to the bank and borrow some money and get that tractor, that baler, that hay mower, that hay rake. I'll build a little barn. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible for someone to start out unless the land is given to him and unless he's got used tractors given to him. There's no way that a young person can start out becoming a farmer with no money. Impossible. But you can.
If they do it the conventional way, that's true.
Right. Yes. Now you can start out and get a job with no money. You know, if you've got clothes that are acceptable for that job, you don't have to have money to be an employee. But you darn well do to be a farmer. How would you recommend that someone start out as a farmer without any money? Is it possible?
Okay.
I don't think so.
If you can. Okay, I'll tell you how I first started out, okay? My first real farm was about 10 acres of land, and that was in Geraldton. And I managed to be able to get what's called in this country a rent-to-buy mortgage, okay? I had a family member who had a little bit of money, and she bought the farm and had 100% equity in the farm, but the title of the farm was in my name, and I rented the farm from her. So she held the mortgage over the farm, but instead of me making repayments on the mortgage, I paid rent to her. And then after a few years, the real estate prices in that part of the world went up hugely, and I sold the farm at a profit and was able to buy, at that time, a suburban house. And then after a while, I sold the suburban house and bought the farm that I'm on now.
Well, do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, you approached, as far as I can tell, you approached the owner of this farm with a rent-to-buy mortgage possibility, and this owner was willing to give you that rent-to-buy mortgage, and you made those rent payments and ultimately were able to buy the farm. Is that right?
Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. I actually put in the offer for the farm in Geraldton, okay, not this farm that I'm on now, and I put down the deposit. I had no idea how I was going to pay for the farm at the time, and it was afterwards that the relative came in and offered to finance that farm on a rent-to-buy basis. So it was a chance that I took. But, you know, it's a thing in life. Sometimes you have to take a risk. Sometimes the risks actually do pay off. And
about what year?
Certainly, yeah, that was...
About what year was that?
That was 2004.
Okay. The reason the reason I ask is it reminded me of something that I did. It's the same kind of risk. It's kind of neat. I decided that I had a boss at my job, and this guy was kind of rough on me. And I decided that I could become a real estate investor and ultimately become a little bit more financially independent of the job. And so I found this apartment building that I could buy. Well, I thought I could buy it. I certainly didn't have enough money to buy it. It was back in 1980 or so, in the 1980s. And it was about $250,000. It was a small apartment building. And I approached the owner, and I said, I'm interested in buying your building. So we talked about it. And then finally I let him know that for me to buy his building, he'd have to lend me the money. So I said, I'll buy it, but you'll have to lend me the money. And he did it. He did it. And it's kind of what you're talking about. And so I renovated the apartment building. I put tenants in there. And then I decided that I should sell this thing. And I sold it. I sold it at a profit. And so that was a risk that I took. It was $250,000 risk. I mean, at the time, there's no way that I could pay the mortgage note on $250,000 on my salary, you know, at the job. And so, yes, I understand what you're talking about, and yes, you can do it that way. But I don't believe that if a bank were involved financing the whole thing, that a young farmer could go to the bank today and say, you know what, I think I'm going to try farming.
Absolutely.
My granddaddy was a farmer. Yeah, my granddaddy was a farmer. My daddy's a farmer. You know, I've been at the kitchen table with him, and I've been helping around. I don't know that much about it, but, you know, I just got out of high school, and I want to be a farmer, and I'm going to need a tractor and a baler and a mower and a hay rake, and I want to put up a barn. I can put up some fencing, and I found this 80 acres. Right.
You absolutely could not do that. So the farm that I had in Geraldton, the thing is, it was not the flashiest farm on the block. It had been abandoned for a while. The house was kind of run down. And I approached the real estate agent in Geraldton, and I said, listen, I wanted to know if there were any farms that you had that you've been having trouble moving along. Maybe you're a bit run down. Maybe you've sort of fallen off the books. And that is that they've still got them on the market, but it's not worth their while putting any more advertising into them. That's what falling off the books means. I don't know if it means the same. I don't know if they have something similar in the way of real estate where you are. But there's some properties that just people just don't want to buy. And he said, yes, actually, there is one. And I saw it, and I thought to myself, this place would be absolutely perfect. And you know something? We spent 4 years there. I never missed a rent payment in the 4 years that I was there. We put fences up. We put irrigation lines and horse troughs in. We put a yard for the dog. We fixed the house up somewhat, installed wood fire stoves and such like. And we bought it for $165,000, and I think we sold it for $700,000.
All that thought.
4 years later.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4755. 1988. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Kyle's joining us. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vince and Gwyneth. How are you guys?
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. You know, I had a couple of thoughts, Vince. One, I had a friend of mine, acquaintance more than a close friend, but anyway, he was a farmer, and he was also a pharmacist. And he told me one time his dad had been a farmer his whole entire life. I mean, he grew up on this ranch in eastern Montana. And they had a pretty good deal going, but his dad's, I don't know, kind of got dementia or something, we think, at the end of it, and sold the farm right out from underneath him. And he wanted to try to go back into farming. And so he started doing a bunch of research on it. And he said, because he did end up with a couple of tractors and a few things out of this that he actually had to buy off of his dad, which is a real sad situation as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, he figured out that if you paid more, if you had the tractors and the implements to be able to run a farm, he figured that raising cattle, you could not pay. And this is about maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago. He said you could not pay more than $400 an acre for ground and make it.
That would make sense to me.
Yeah.
Kyle, let me see if I've got this right. You said if you have the tractors, right, if you have the equipment, and if you had to buy the land, you could not spend more than $400. So that means you've got everything you need except the land, right?
Yep, and the cattle. I mean, he wanted to raise cattle, and he said, I could still buy the cattle because he was a pharmacist. I mean, he made good money. You know, he said, I can afford to buy the cattle, but he said, I figured that at $400 an acre, that would be the most I could pay for the ground in order to make it work.
That sounds about right. It sounds about right. Because if you had to buy the land and the equipment, you could not make it work. So it's, well, let me give you some numbers. There's an article, it's called farmfutures.com. It goes on to say, and this was from 2013, so it's several years old. It says the trend of shrinking numbers of young farmers hasn't changed despite all the government's efforts to help beginning farmers get established. According to the USDA's latest report on beginning farmers and ranchers, the share of principal operators with less than 10 years of experience fell to 22% in 2011, down from 26% in 2007, and 38% from 1982. But of all the beginning farmers and ranchers defined as principal operators with less than 10 years of experience, only 14% were under 35 years old. The average age was 49, half of being 35 to 49 years old. The remaining 37% of beginning farmers were 50 or older. The national average of all farmers and ranchers, meanwhile, was 60. Now, this was an article written in 2013. So farmers are getting older, and young farmers, those who are starting out, are becoming fewer and fewer. And it's darn near impossible, which is what we're talking about. It goes on to say that it isn't a huge surprise to anyone in agriculture, considering the massive startup costs involved with farming and ranching. With extraordinary machinery costs, the limited number of acres that a beginning farmer can spread those costs across to gain the efficiencies of scale that established farmers enjoy, the economic reward of coming back to farming is not enticing. The average farm income of a beginning farm household in 2011 was $1,902. That's less than $2,000. Average farm income of a beginning farm household in 2011, compared with $18,119 for established farms. So they're saying an established farm would be able to bring in $18,000. A beginning farm, $1,900. Yeah, and that's what I've been trying to say. So for those who think that, hey, I just get some land and get some cows and this will really be easy and those cows will make cows and everything's going to work out. No, it really doesn't. It's really, really difficult. And unless you come into farming with some money or inherit the farm and or inherit the equipment, it's going to be very difficult. Does that kind of tie with what you were saying, Kyle? Do those numbers seem reasonable to you? Because they are to me.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. But let me put a kind of a positive spin on this. In our neck of the woods, there's a great big ski resort. It's called Big Mountain. It's quite a ways away from me, but still, it's Big Mountain. And a bunch of yuppies and, you know, rich out-of-state people come up there in the summer and the winter, especially to go snowboard and ski and all that stuff. And a lot of the young people, though, young couples, actually, I've noticed, I shouldn't say a lot, but there's a few. I would say I know of about maybe, I don't know, 20 or 30 couples, I mean, that I've just generally met. You go to these organic things at the college they put on here, and there's hundreds of people there doing stuff. But those, I would say, I've seen and talked to 20 to 30 couples. But one in particular kind of stood out to me, and they live up in the Columbia Falls area, it's called. It's a area where there's a little town. And anyway, they bought 5 acres, and they took one whole acre of this and put in a couple of greenhouses. It's pretty fertile ground out in there, and so they started growing gardens and microgreens and stuff that, you know, yuppies and stuff. They're real health conscious, you know what I mean? And it's kind of strange. But anyway, and then they started raising a few goats, and they have some chickens and things like that. And believe it or not, it took them about 3 years, but doing mushrooms, and I mean, he's enterprising, hardworking young guy, and so is his wife. They raise and sell garlic and tomatoes and all this stuff at farmers markets. And he said he grossed, he said not net now, this is after 3 years of doing this, but he grossed almost $60,000 off of one solid acre of this stuff. But he has restaurants and different things that he sells to. I mean, he's very enterprising. You can do it. It just takes somebody that's got their head in the game, and I would guess he's not more than 27-ish, I would say, and his wife is younger than him. But you got to have your head in the game and be, you know, willing to work at it. But, you know, that's not a half-bad return after 3 years of working on something to do it. So it can be done. Young couples can get in there and do it. They have articles and stuff in Mother Earth News that talk about, you know, how to take quarter acre, half acre gardens and stuff. Usually they're not this far north, but, you know, you can, it's a matter of perspective. And, you know, you and I both are the same mindset, you know. If it can't be done, we'll do it. And if it's impossible, it'll take us a little longer. And so, you know.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
If young people have that same drive, they can do it, you know.
You're absolutely right, Kyle. And that's the way we look at things here. Just because it hasn't been done before doesn't mean we can't do it. Just because it's hard doesn't mean we can't do it. And just because it's expensive doesn't mean we can't figure out a way of chopping those costs to, you know, something that's manageable and still do it. Yes, you're absolutely right. You're right.
Yeah.
I know you're a hardworking guy, and I know your wife Sharon is as well, and you have figured out how to stretch a dollar to its maximum, and that's what we do. That's what, you know, those of us who are farmers have to do. It's not, you know, every once in a while I see, and it's a great while, I see a farmer with a brand new tractor and a brand new baler. You know, I'm looking at $100,000, and I'm thinking, does he know something I don't know, or has he just lost his mind?
or has he just maxed out his credit limit?
Yeah. I know a guy who bought a tractor, a brand new, very expensive tractor, but it was all financed. All of it was financed. And, you know, I'm not willing to do that. What I am willing to do is find, you know, keep digging until I find, you know, a really good value. The last time I bought a tractor, was probably a 1980s model tractor, 100 horsepower. And it was $5,500. $5,500. You know, less than what someone might pay for a used automobile.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something that, you know, I'm using to earn a living with. And does it leak? Yeah, has it, you know, a couple drips here and there. Am I going to fix them? I don't think so. You know, other than, but mechanically it runs really well. It does everything I need to do. It can pull a 15-foot batwing mower. It can pull a baler. It can pull a 9-foot hay mower. It works great. Would I spend $60,000 to replace it? I don't think so. I don't think so. So, you know, farming is a lifestyle where you have to know a little bit about a lot of things. And actually, if you know a little bit more than a little bit about a lot of things, you'd be better off. But you have to know how to weld. You have to know a little bit about electricity, about hydraulics, mechanics, machinery, biology, chemistry, finance, economics, safety. You have to know a little bit, at least, about a lot of subjects because you're in business for yourself. That's what farming is. You have to know about the climate, the weather, how to negotiate. A lot of things you have to know about. Any comments, Kyle?
I've got quite a few comments. I'll hold through the break, but it's all right.
Yeah. Gwyneth, I'd love to hear your comments as well. We'll be right back.
Yep. No,
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us.
Yep.
USA Prepares instructor live in Australia. Kyle's with us. He's live in Montana. He's a USA Prepares instructor. And I'm here in Missouri. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle, I'd love to hear your comments about some of the things I've said about farming. And Gwyneth, I'd love to hear yours as well. Kyle, let's hear yours.
Well, I just wanted to point out something, kind of, and this covers a lot of different areas. You know, you remember when Paul Newman started coming out with salsa, right?
Yes, okay, sure. So, spaghetti sauce, salad dressings.
Yeah, salad dressings, that kind of stuff. There's millions of them things. The stores are full of them. But he just came out and started, okay, Paul Newman's own, all right? It doesn't matter if you're kind of duplicating what somebody else done, because there's always more and more people that are eating, you know? So it's like a matter of marketing. Like you said, you got to know a little bit about everything. I've got a son-in-law that, I mean, he can make Abe Lincoln scream, but he's just a penny pincher that you can't believe, and I love it because he's started with some cows. He's just slowly paying cash as he goes. He just bought an old Olive Chalmers tractor with a front-end loader on it and found a screaming deal on this thing, an old farmer that was retiring, and did some work to it. I helped him fix some of the hydraulics on it and a few things like that. Just a screaming deal. Had brand new tires already on it. And, you know, I think he paid almost enough just practically to just what it would have cost him to buy the tires. But, yeah. Anyway, you know what I mean? You just have to be, you gotta have a can-do attitude. You gotta know a little bit about a lot of stuff or know somebody that does know quite a bit about everything, you know, that's willing to help you. And just, you know, work. It takes just the attitude is the whole key to everything. Like Rick Miller says, you know, attitude is the key to anything. If you say in your mind, or the thought even crosses your mind that I can't get this done, I'm not going to make, this just can't be done, you're done. You're finished. You might as well quit. But if it's in your heart and your mind and your drive to say, you know, if it can't be done, I'm going to do it. And if it's impossible, it's going to take me a little longer, then you'll get it. You will make it.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, there.
Yep.
When I was in school, there were a number of fraternities that I could have pledged and maybe become a member of one of them. I did become a member of one, but there was one fraternity in particular that I was not interested in becoming a member of, and that's Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda. You know, there are plenty of people that that are members of the Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda fraternity or sorority that say things like, you know, I could have done that. You know, I would have done that.
But you've got to go out and you've got to do it.
That's right. That's exactly right. So that's a fraternity or sorority that I don't think anybody in our broadcast classroom is interested in becoming a member of. And that's Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda. Yeah, Gwyneth, your thoughts about some of the things that we're talking about?
The sort of farming that I do here is called permaculture farming, okay? It actually, for one thing, it actually doesn't require a tractor. It requires a good attitude, and it's all about planning. It's all about getting the different, they're called elements, the different parts of your farm to work in together with one another. And the parts of your farm that you are likely to use every single day, like, for instance, your vegetable patch, is put quite close to the house. And the parts of the farm that used less often, like, for instance, if you had a part of your farm that you were growing timber on, you might only visit that farm, that part of the farm, once every few years, maybe, or maybe once a year or once every few months. You put that at a further corner of the farm. Mm-hmm. And permaculture has a great advantage in that you can, it doesn't take that much money to set up comparatively. You don't have to have a lot of equipment. You just have to have a can-do attitude, and you have to have the brains to be able to make all the parts of the farm work together.
Yeah, and something that I remember from my childhood, the word stick-to-itiveness.
That's right.
Kyle, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah.
Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, you have a lovely day.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
432-6433. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.